Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hoopy Doopy Hoppy Hidey Hoopy Hoppy Hoppy Dumpy Day. Yes, Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your very energetic, got full of sugar in me host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's July 29th. Two more days and it's the end of the month. Can you freaking believe it? Of 2015, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, this one goes out to our UK listeners on this lovely Wednesday morning, or afternoon, or evening. It depends on when you're listening to the show. You're currently on one of those little mobile contracts right now thinking, you know what, I'm up for renewal and I really hate their service, but I don't want all the headache of porting everything over to another carrier. Well, UK communications regulator Ofcom realizes what a pain in the butt that is, and they want to help you out. So as of yesterday, they are outlining plans to improve mobile switching for you. Ofcom is taking feedback right now on whether it should force operators to scrap those PAC codes, yes, the PAC codes, and remove the need for consumers to initiate the actual switch, which is pretty much what's going on right now with broadband contracts. Ofcom says it's actually in the process right now of trying to help customers who worry that carriers will try to convince them to stay with those special retention deals, and they're also trying to help minimize breaks in service and the chance of double billing. Yes, that thing always does piss you off, doesn't it? As I've said before, though, Ofcom is only outlining this, so who knows how long it's going to take them to get the full picture done, let alone color it in. But those interested parties have until October 6th to voice their support, or be it those concerns, ahead of the final decision, which comes in spring of 2016. Some more news for our UK listeners today. Are you not a Spotify fan? Did Apple Music and newness kind of wear off already for you, even though you still got about 2 months left free on it? Well, Amazon has introduced its Prime Music streaming service to the UK, finally. That means that's an extra perk for you if you're already a Prime subscriber in the UK. As I'm sure you already know, Prime members already get that instant video, you know, that Netflix kind of thing, although not quite as good. You get faster deliveries, which also sometimes aren't quite as fast, and unlimited photo storage in Amazon's cloud, which actually does work pretty well. Although, as I was saying before, you know, comparing it with Spotify and Apple Music, yeah, it's not really much of a comparison, shall I say. Amazon's music streaming service only offers about 1 million free tracks, while Spotify and Apple Music, yeah, they have about 25 million songs. So, yeah, you're kind of getting the short end of the stick there, aren't you? But hey, you already pay that £79 a year, or $99 if you're counting in dollars, and it's open to you for free, you might as well enjoy it. Seems like we've got a lot of news coming out from the European Union today. We're going to head on over to Germany now. And Germany has kind of stuck it down Zuck's throat. Because Germany has ordered Facebook to allow its users, if they want to use fake names. Oh boy, this could cause a lot of headaches too. I could see this coming. Yeah, if you really want to be incognito, or you just have this delusion that you're some celebrity, Germany is the place for you now on Facebook. The Hamburg Data Protection Authority, which regulates Facebook in Germany, by the way, has ruled that the service can't force Germans to use their real names. The reason why this came about is from an incident where a woman had her Facebook account blocked for using a fake name. Then after blocking her name, Facebook changed her name to reflect her real identity, after requesting a copy of her ID to unlock her account. The Hamburg Data Protection Authority said the woman didn't want to use her real name to avoid being bothered on social media for business purposes. So what does this mean to us for everybody else on Facebook around the world? Well, if you start getting Facebook requests, say, I don't know, from Tom Cruise or Sandra Bullock or Paul McCartney, yeah, they probably aren't the real deal. And they're probably from Germany. So are you one of those Nike Fuel Band buyers out there? Well, you might be eligible for a $25 gift card in Nike now, thanks to the Nike Apple settlement. If you bought one of those Nike Fuel Bands between January 19, 2012 and June 17, 2015, looks like you're going to be able to claim that little bit of tiny weeny cash. Because of the settlement, Nike has to pay out $2.4 million in that class action lawsuit claiming that the Fuel Band misled buyers by delivering inaccurate steps and calorie counts. Now, believe it or not, you actually have three options with this settlement. You can go for the $25 gift card if you like. You can also say, hey, you know what, Nike, give me some cash. They'll give you $15 in cash. Or you could take door number three, where you can exclude yourself from the settlement if you plan to challenge its terms in court or sue Nike or Apple down the line. Mind you, though, if you do take door number three, you won't be eligible for the cash or the gift card anytime. So go on, let's make a deal. And finally, one of the creepiest things I think that are out there that are in this world is Snakes. I can't stand them. You know, they're so fast, you know, just the thought of it. Well, imagine if the things actually had legs. Imagine how fast they would be. Well, not only does it scare me out of my mind, scientists have actually made my nightmares come true. Scientists apparently have discovered a 113-million-year-old snake fossil with, get this, four legs attached. Now, scientists for a long time believed that the ancestors of snakes did have legs, but they could never prove it. Until they found this fossil snake that actually had four functioning limbs. The fossil is actually about 19.5 centimeters long, but the legs are actually less than a centimeter. Now, even though the four limbs were functional, the scientists actually said they weren't used for walking. So what the hell was the point of it, and what were they used for then? The legs have very well-defined fingers and claws, which would have made them good for digging and grasping prey. Ah, I see then. Okay, great. Sure glad I wasn't around 113 million years ago. Not only could a snake lash at me with its fangs, it could also claw me to death too. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The website, check it out, britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over to Twitter, too. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, hey, Windows fans, enjoy your upgrade. And don't forget, it's the 29th, so you got that free upgrade coming along with all those bugs, too. So have a lot of fun today. Ah, hopefully not. Maybe Microsoft actually got it right this time. Until then, have yourself a fantastic Hump Day Wednesday. And thank you so much for listening.